Thank you and good morning. At yesterday's meeting, the Board of Supervisors approved a letter to be sent to the Bureau of Reclamation reaffirming the county's right to 50,000 acre-feet of water from the Trinity Reservoir. Congressman Jared Huffman has voiced his support for the county as well, and Huffman's office issued a statement on Tuesday reiterating the importance of the water for local fisheries and tribes. Huffman said in a statement that the government had tribal obligations and obligations to the public to ensure it uses all available means to protect our treasured salmon runs, and it's vital that the Bureau of Reclamation recognize the county's right to the water. The water will be used to raise and cool the Klamath River during the fall salmon migration, and with an ongoing drought, the water is needed more than ever. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a shooting at a residence on Moon Lane in Hoopa late Monday night. When deputies reached the scene, they contacted a 17-year-old boy who said that he and his 19-year-old brother had gotten into a fight over some sunglasses. That's when things turned ugly. According to the victim, who said that he won the fight, that his brother, identified as Sebastian Ferris, went into his bedroom and emerged with an AR-15 rifle and began firing. The boy said he ran outside and hid while his brother searched for him, and he was able to flee the scene to safety and call 911. Ferris was detained by deputies without incident and then arrested and booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon. There were no injuries reported, and deputies recovered at least 6 shell casings from the scene of the altercation. Sheriff's deputies arrested 42-year-old Billy Joe Neiman and 22-year-old Evan Farrell on Tuesday morning after a probation search conducted at the Lone Pine Motel on Redwood Drive in Garberville. Neiman was on probation and found in possession of a small amount of meth, more than 2 pounds of processed marijuana, a scale, and packaging materials. He was booked for possession and the probation violation. Farrell, who was wanted on 2 warrants, was in the room when deputies arrived, and he was taken into custody for those warrants, and he remains in jail with a $15,000 bail. Neiman was later released on his own recognizance. He's already donated blood 12 times since the first of the year, and he's reached a total of 85 gallons of blood donated since he first gave blood while he was serving in the military. On Tuesday, the Redwood Community Blood Bank honored Leroy Morrell for his donations, and he's still eligible to give blood 12 more times this year, which he plans on doing. According to the blood bank, Morrell is a consistent donor of whole blood and platelets and plasma by apheresis, which means he can donate more often, every 7 days, as opposed to waiting 8 weeks following a whole blood donation. State Assembly member Jimmy Gomez has introduced a bill that would sell Vanity, California license plates to raise money to fund programs to assist the victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Gomez has partnered with the No More campaign, and if the license plate program is to be viable, 7,500 of the plates need to be ordered. Gomez has already gotten over the first hurdle, having the special license plate program approved by the legislature, and now he turns to the public for support. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. John Dalby, the president of Redwood Capital Bank, appeared on Talk Shop on Monday, and as is usually the case when Dalby is in studio, the talk turned to money. Specifically, the state of retail in the city of Eureka and across the county, and how drastically retail sales have changed due to new marketplaces found online. When asked how much money was leaking out of the community due to online sales, Dalby didn't have a specific amount, but he speculates it's huge. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce is studying the impacts outside and online sales have locally and the importance of making purchases from local outlets.
The whole marketplace has changed. Now, one of the things that the Chamber is trying to do, and it's been successful in other communities, is to get people to think more about purchasing locally, because it's not only the stores that benefit from this, but it's our cities and our counties.
Residents in Eureka and the county have approved sales tax increases to support public safety, but you need sales taxes to generate revenue.
The more sales tax that we generate here as opposed to somewhere else pays for our firemen, pays for our policemen, pays for the things that the city needs. And so this buy local is more than just creating jobs here, but it's also supporting the government infrastructure that we so necessarily need.
Local cities are dependent on sales taxes for funding, and that reinforces the importance of buying local goods and services. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.